नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 9th चैप्टर 1st किंग सुद्युम्ना बिकम्स अ वुमन टेक्स 19-33। सो फर्स्ट वी विल चैंट वर्स। तत ऊर्ध्वं वनं तद्वै पुरुषा वर्जयन्ति सा चानुचर संयुक्ता विच्चचार वनाद्वनम्। देर आर प्रीवियस वर्सेस टू बी रेड, सो आई विल जस्ट रेड ऑल दोज वर्सेस फ्रॉम वर्स 19-33। Translation: the most powerful great grandfather Vasishtha, after hearing these words of Manu, understood the discrepancy on the part of the priest. Thus he spoke as follows to the son of the sun god: this discrepancy in the objective is due to your priest deviation from the original purpose. However, by my prowess, I shall give you a good son. Next translation. Shukadeva Goswami said, O King Parikshit, after the most famous and powerful Vasishtha made this decision, he offered prayers to the Supreme Person, Vishnu, to transform Ila into a male. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller, being pleased with Vasishtha, gave him the benediction he desired. Thus Ila was transformed into a very fine male named Sudyumna. O King Parikshit, that hero Sudyumna, accompanied by a few ministers and associates and riding on a horse brought from the Sindhu Pradesh, once went into the forest to hunt. He wore armor and was decorated with bows and arrows, and he was very beautiful. While following the animals and killing them, he reached the northern part of the forest. There in the north, at the bottom of Mount Meru, is a forest known as Sukumar, where Lord Shiva always enjoys with Uma. Sudyumna entered that forest. O King Parikshit, as soon as Sudyumna, who was expert in subduing enemies, entered the forest, he saw himself transform into a female and his horse transform into a mare. When his followers also saw their identities transform and their sex reverse, they were all morose and just looked at one another. Maharaj Parikshit said, O most powerful Brahmana, why was this place so empowered? And who made it so powerful? Kindly answer this question, for I am very eager to hear about this. Shukadeva Goswami answered, great saintly persons who strictly observe the spiritual rules and regulations and whose own effulgence dissipated all the darkness of all directions once came to see Lord Shiva in that forest. When the goddess Ambika saw the great saintly person, she was very much ashamed because at that time she was naked. She immediately got up from the lap of her husband and tried to cover her breast. Seeing Lord Shiva and Parvati engage in sexual affairs, all the great saintly persons immediately desisted from going further and departed for the ashram of Naranarayan. Thereupon, just to please his wife, Lord Shiva said, any male entering this place shall immediately become a female. Now the translation purport. Since that time, no male has had entered that forest. But now King Sudyumna, having been transformed into a female, began to walk with his associates from one forest to another. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verse 22, it is said, Vamsasi jirnani yatha vihaya, navani grunhati naroparani, tatha sharirani vihaya jirnani, anyani sanyati navani dehi. As a person puts on new garments, giving up old ones, the soul accepts new mortal bodies, giving up the old and useless ones. The body is just like a dress, and here this is proved. Sudyumna and his associates were all male, which means that their souls were covered by male dress, but now they became female, which means that their dress was changed. The soul, however, remains the same. It is said that by modern medical treatment, a male can be transformed into a female, and a female into a male. The body, however, has no connection with the soul. The body can be changed, either in this life or the next. Therefore, one who has knowledge of the soul and how the soul transmigrates from one body to another does not pay attention to the body, which is nothing but a covering dress. Pandita Samadarshina. Such a person sees the soul, which is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, he is a Samadarshi, a learned person. Hare Krishna. So, in this verses, this story is continued. How we saw in previous verses that Shraddhadev Manu, the son of sun god, also known as Vaivasvat Manu, he had asked certain sages to perform sacrifice to beget a son. And his wife, she wanted a daughter. And she approached those sages and asked to get a daughter. And therefore, those priests, they chanted certain mantras. And he begot a daughter. So although he was in the beginning happy, but that happiness did not last for long, because his desire was not fulfilled. And he started inquiring those priests, how this has happened? Because he was very confident that all those sages, by their powers, they can beget a son. And in those days, sages had that kind of power. Whatever they desired was fulfilled. So they would perform certain yajnas and chant certain mantras. But here, this did not happen actually, because his wife had certain other desire. She wanted daughter. So therefore, he was a little bit confused. And when he went to ask, Vasishtha Muni said that this is a reason actually. And by his power, again he transformed that girl into boy. We can imagine the power they had over material nature, the elements of this material nature. So now that girl became Sudyumna. And then later he became a king. And his king was with his ministers. He was going in the forest for hunting, killing animals. And unknowingly he entered into a forest which was empowered by Lord Shiva. He had the control over that forest. And when he entered that forest, this king and all these ministers, their bodies were transformed into female bodies. So he saw that this transformation has taken place. So they were confused at how this has happened. How our bodies have changed. The soul was same, but the body had changed. Because Lord Shiva had control over that. And King Parikshit again inquires that how it is that this forest was such potency to change a person's complete anatomy, total anatomical change. It's not just like getting some punishment or something, but total transformation. It was quite embarrassing to this king, because when this change, then the whole psychology change. That now he has to act as a female. Earlier he was a king. Everyone has to follow his orders and obey everything. And he was quite bold to go anywhere. But now, after this transformation, this female was scared. Because now the whole mindset had changed, the whole transformation. The fear had arisen in the mind. So Shukadeva Goswami answers that, and he told that earlier, many years, many ages before, when Lord Shiva was there with Mother Parvati, so that time some sages, they wanted to meet him. So they came. And at that time, as we know, that Lord Shiva doesn't have any house. He stays in the forest, wherever he gets, he stays. So he was there with Mother Parvati. And they had their certain privacy. But unknowingly, these sages, they intervened. They entered that privacy. And at the time, it was quite embarrassing for Mother Parvati. But of course, the sages, they understood the situation. And then they went back. They went to some other place. So that time, Lord Shiva, he immediately wanted to please his wife. And he said that any male entering this place shall immediately become a female. So nobody can enter that place. Nobody will dare to enter such a place if this is going to happen. And in those days, there were no boards written that trespassers are not allowed or something, or such kind of punishment will be given. Nowadays, we have to put so many boards. No human beings are allowed. They kept the dogs in front of their house. They keep barking so that you can't enter. There are fences, security guards. But that time, there was no such thing. There was a different way of security check by Lord Shiva. He had his different style of checking people. Anyone enters, changes anatomy. So that was his power, actually. So therefore, nobody could enter. And of course, every place has a particular potency, particular power. Srila Prabhupada explains that forests are said to be in the mode of goodness, cities in the mode of passion, the liquor houses or the brothel houses are in the mode of ignorance, and temples are in Vaikuntha Loka. So every place has certain power, and when we enter those places, unknowingly we get affected by those places. So one can see the difference. Somebody is staying in villages, his childhood has been spent in villages, and suddenly he comes in city for studies, and he sees so many people are just passionately moving here, there, traffic jam, and he gets confused. Lot of people can't adjust this kind of pace of life in cities. It's quite passionate. Everyone is just busy earning money, and so for such a person it's very difficult to adjust the situation. And the liquor houses are in the mode of ignorance. A gentle person will not enter such places. And the temples are in the mode of goodness. Mode of Vaikuntha Loka, in fact, the spiritual world. So therefore, when people come to temple, especially ISKCON temples, then they feel the difference. They find some kind of difference. As soon as they enter, they find that, yes, there is some difference here. Because they had been familiar with so much mode of passion, ignorance. So once they come, and they feel that, yes, there is some positive vibration here. And it is true, because here, all the time, there is glorification of the Lord. Devotees are chanting, dancing. So these kind of vibrations, they attract the mercy of the Lord. And therefore, these are quite helpful to our spiritual life or the spirit soul. Because the other places, they influence our subtle bodies. Our mind, our intelligence, our consciousness gets affected by the environment in which we live. So therefore, if somebody is living in those type of environment, his consciousness becomes like that. And after some time, he becomes immune to such kind of situations. He thinks that is a normal situation. So therefore, this kind of conditioning is so strong that one doesn't realize what is the pure consciousness or what is the true consciousness of the spirit soul. So therefore, this process is important by which one can purify one's existence. So that one can realize his real identity, the real position. So here, this king had unknowingly entered that forest. So he was punished in another sense. And it is also said that ignorance of law is no excuse. He could have said that I didn't know this kind of thing. There is some particular type of law is here in this place. But he was not excused. Although he was a king. But unknowingly he had broken that law. Still he was not excused. And we can see such stories in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam and many scriptures that the king or the leader or big person who is having a very responsible position, although he has committed some kind of sin unknowingly, he is liable for punishment. That is how the law of karma is so strict. Nobody is exempt. He may be very rich or poor or very beautiful or very strong. Whoever one is, there is no excuse. That is the law of karma. Very strict. Therefore, one should get acquainted with what is the law of karma and how to practice this process by which one will not get entangled. Because however we may try, there is some kind of loophole in any activity. And one may get caught up. And then there is a heavy reaction one has to pay. So here you can see that this king, his whole body had been transformed. So he started walking with his associates from one forest to another. He had no other choice. He didn't know it also how this has happened. And at the time he did not even see Lord Shiva, because it is not mentioned here, at least, that because of Lord Shiva this was happened. But later on he pleases Lord Shiva. And then he gets some kind of boon that for a certain period he will again become a male, and after a certain period again he will become female. Like that kind of thing is there afterwards. So here Srila Prabhupada, he brings out a very important point. He explains that this mortal body is like a dress. Very, very important point. Because unless we realize our real identity, we will not be happy. In the mortal world also, we can see that people are not happy with whatever they have got. In today's world, things have degraded so much that they're developing some kind of technology by which we can modify our anatomy. That is the research, that kind of research they're trying to do, which is very, very harmful, not only to that person, but to the complete environment. And this kind of laws are passed by the government. That it is allowed. Such kind of things are allowed. It becomes legally acceptable. Because the whole society is hovering around this mortal body. They are not accepting the fact of existence of the soul. They think that only this mortal body is all in all. And whatever is comfortable to this mortal body, we should try to provide. And therefore all this kind of technology is developing. genetic engineering. They try to go to the basic fundamental elements of this body and they try to change that, thinking that we can achieve something better. But more they try to interfere with the material nature, they are not realizing what are the repercussions happen, which may happen. And now also they are happening. But still, because of money power, they are pushing all their theories. And this is quite dangerous to all human society. Because in today's world, human beings are not happy. They are not happy with their relatives, their friends. And sometimes they are not happy with themselves. There is some psychological imbalance. And they try to change the gender of that person. They think that if I had been the opposite gender, then maybe I would have been happy. That is a quite serious thing. And this is happening in today's age. And even the so much research is going on, but ultimately they cannot change. There is a limitation. They may just alter, make some modifications, but they cannot completely change. Even they have to accept that this fact. So that is a limitation of this modern technology. And even they try to experiment with the nature, they think that if we produce genetic seeds, then we will get a good crop, and then the problem of hunger will be solved. But the more they try to do such research, they are creating more harm. There are hazards, health hazards, environmental hazards they are creating. Because it is explained that when they try to break the DNA structure of any organism, it's quite easy. They can enter and break. But there is a limitation. Whatever desired result they want, it is at random. It just depends upon the chance. If it happens properly, then it will happen. Anyone, it is like doing a heart surgery with a shovel. They may just open up the heart, but they don't know how to patch up it. And in this way, they interfere and they disturb the whole system. And this kind of, there was some news that Government of India is going to pass one bill, BRAI, Biotechnology Regulatory Authority of India bill, that will allow genetic seeds to be coming in the market. And people have to purchase that type of food. And they don't know how it is going to affect their health. Because there are dangers to consume such kind of food. And even to grow such kind of crop, there is danger. Because some people say that if this kind of seeds, if they are susceptible to some kind of virus attack or some germs, fungus or something, then the whole crop will be spoiled. And there'll be so much loss. Because nature has arranged in such a fashion that every seed is a different seed. Every soul is a different soul. There is no uniformity. There is variegatedness. So therefore, although the nature how it has self-defensive mechanism, that even some insects may attack a crop, but they may attack to only a certain extent. Because only those seeds are vulnerable to such attacks. But other seeds, they may not get affected. But because of these genetic seeds, if one type of, because they have the same genetic structures, so if one type of seed is attacked, then all other seeds, all the crop will get spoiled. That is a danger. And when such things happen, then there are some other dangers also. These genes are sent into the air, these organisms, then they can pollute the entire environment. And it's very difficult to retrieve them back. So, this kind of things are going on in today's world. And even in India, that bill has been passed into cabinet. And now after some days, then it will come into parliament. And then once it is passed, then there is no other choice. And the whole structure, whole food, what we are eating, we will not realize what we are eating actually. And therefore, there is a lot of campaign going on to stop that, to change that. So this is all because of ignorance of true knowledge. One doesn't have knowledge about the spirit soul. And here Srila Prabhupada is very conclusively explaining that this body is just like a dress. And at the time of death, this dress is changed. And we get another dress. Because how long we can wear old, tattered clothes? So when the body becomes like that, it's quite old, no strength, then one cannot stay in that body. So the nature makes that arrangement to change that dress. And then one can get a new dress. So here we can see that material scientists are developing some techniques that we can change the dress within the same life. But will someone be comfortable using a dress with a lot of patches on it? So material technology or this science is like asking to wear a cloth or a dress which has got a lot of patches over it. They make a lot of trying to make plastic surgery, this kind of operation, that kind of thing. They're cutting the body. It is like making a lot of patches and offering that. Okay, now you take this. But in the olden days, there was no this kind of surgery kind of thing. They were so advanced that they knew how to cure a disease by natural herbs and a lot of other things. And some people, they used to just chant certain mantras and they used to cure diseases and all. So the earlier science was much more developed. We have forgotten that. There is no trace of that. And therefore, these kind of gross things are coming, which is very, very harmful. And In the earlier days or the ages, even demons were having those kind of powers. We can see in the case of Ravana. He had a complete control over his body, in the sense of changing the appearance. He took the form of that deer, golden deer, and trying to illusion Lord Ram and Lakshman. He changed himself into that form. And of course, Lakshmana knew that it cannot be a true, it's a different kind of species. It is not one of the 84 lakh species. 84 lakh species are there by nature. That's nature has offered these kind of different dresses. But the soul is the same. And Lakshmana could understand that it's a different, it's not a real deer. But still, Mother Sita wanted that. And then, when Lakshmana goes to kill that, find that deer, he again, when that arrow is shot, Marichi, he had changed that form. And then Ravana, he comes in the form of a sadhu. When this Marichi was killed, that demon was killed, he assumed his original form, because now he's killed, his all power is lost. He assumes that form again. But he shouts the name of Lakshman, making it obvious that Lord Ram is in difficulty. He is calling for Lakshman. And then Sita has to send Lakshman. And when he goes, then Ravana assumes this form of a sadhu and comes to kidnap Sita. So we can see that in those days, even demons were having so much power to change their complete body, so much control, some mystic power to change everything. And in the stories of Lord Krishna, we can see now, within 2 days, there is appearance of Lord Krishna, Sri Krishna Janmashtami. And we can see that Lord Krishna kills so many demons. And all these demons, they had so much power that they had assumed different forms. First demon was killed by Lord Krishna was Putana. She was very ghastly looking, ugly demoness. But what she did by her mystic power, she transformed herself into a very beautiful lady and came in Vrindavan with some lotus flower in her hand, and everyone was thinking that, oh, maybe goddess of fortune has come. And she was just walking and straight away coming to then the Maharaj house, where everyone thought that, oh, she is such a nice lady. And they allowed Lord Krishna to be taken by her. And she took Lord Krishna in her lap. But she had a very bad intention of killing Lord Krishna. And that time, Lord Krishna, who knows everything, nobody can cheat Lord Krishna, in whichever form one may come. But Lord Krishna knows everything. Who is that person, real? So he understood that, okay, this lady has come and she has one desire of nursing me. That Lord Krishna saw that. And Krishna then removed all poison. It was quite purifying to that putana, demoness. She was screaming like anything. And Krishna showed her his mercy by taking away the life also. And then giving a form, the real form, in the spiritual world. That is Krishna's mercy. Because she had some desire of offering something to Lord. So Krishna accepted that, okay. And Krishna removed all unwanted things first. And then kept only that pure desire. And then she was dead. But of course she achieved that form in the spiritual world. As a nurse in the spiritual world, assisting Yashoda Mata. Then came many other demons. Shakatasura, he assumed the form of a cart. He just transformed himself into a cart. Like, very, very unassuming form. Nobody can doubt that there could be some danger here. And they thought that this is a very safe place to keep Lord Krishna. So they thought that let Lord Krishna be there under this cart. And then Krishna was still very infant child, small child. He just lifted his small foot and touched that cart. And the whole thing was broken. Because Krishna knew that this is a Shakatasura. He has come in this form of cart, trying to kill me. So Krishna just broke him into pieces. Then came Trunavarta in the form of wind, Vatsasura, Bakasura, Aghasura, Keshi, Dhenukasura. So many asuras, they came taking different forms. They had that kind of power to change their complete body. But when they were killed, their real form was manifested. So there is a desire to achieve some kind of form in which we will be happy. That is the natural hankering of every living entity. Therefore, people are not happy in this material world. Whatever they have got, they think that if I had been that person, or I had got that position, they try to change. There is no steadiness, always restlessness. If I had been that person, this. So they trying to change everything, thinking that I'll be happy in that other situation. But nobody is happy in this material world. Everyone is suffering. Ah, Brahma Bhuvana Loka, Punaravarti Narshana. Nobody is happy in this material world. If we accept Krishna's plan, accept whatever is given by Lord Krishna, and be grateful, then only will we be happy. So therefore, this process of Krishna consciousness is given by which one can achieve his real form. Because the spirit soul has got spiritual form. This mortal body has a material form. But the spirit soul has a spiritual form. Which many people, they do not know this. That form is Sachit Ananda, eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. Not like this mortal body, which is Asat Achit Nirananda. This mortal body is not going to remain forever. It is going to die at certain time. And therefore, one should not lament for this mortal body. And here Srila Prabhupada explains that this is like a dress, covering dress. And who is a Pandita Samadarshina? Who sees that all living entities are parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord. But they have assumed these different dresses, mental bodies. So therefore, when someone realizes that I am not this mental body, I am spirit soul, which is eternal, full of knowledge, full of bliss. And how to achieve that form? What is the process by which we can achieve that spiritual form, which is eternal, which is there in the spiritual kingdom? That form one can achieve by practicing the process of Krishna consciousness. Because every living entity has a nature to serve. When that service attitude is properly dovetailed towards the Supreme Lord, then gradually, by that process, one will get purified of all unwanted things accumulated within the heart for many, many lifetimes. And once the heart is clean, then one can see his real form. One will realize his real form, which is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. So, that is the process. This is the process of Krishna consciousness to achieve our real spiritual form. And for that, our acharyas have given sadhana bhakti. It is not just like jumping over that to achieve immediately something. Even in the spiritual life also, one has to be very careful. Although the path is very sublime, one can achieve, one can go back home, back to Godhead at the end of one's life. But still, one should be very careful that one is not diverted by different tricks of material energy. So, then one can attain that his real swarupa. Real swarup, he will attain. Swarup siddhi. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta says, Thakur Maharaj used to tell, what is that mantra we should be aware, we should be chanting, we should be following to achieve that our eternal spiritual form? And that is Drunadapi Sunichena, Tarorapi Sahishnuna, Taroraiva Sahishnuna, Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadhari. This is the Siddha Pranali mantra. If one follows this very carefully, then one will realize it is not easy. Easy to chant, but difficult to follow. Difficult to chant. It is easy to chant this mantra, Trunadapi Soi, Trunadapi Sunichena, but difficult to follow. Very difficult, because our conditioning is so strong. We want to become the Lord and Master. We don't want to become the servant of the servant. And therefore it is very, very difficult. But if someone practices sincerely, then this difficult thing will become very easy. And then one can achieve that form and go back home, back to Godhead. Then one doesn't have to worry about this material world. Because somehow we have fallen into this material world. And just like this King Sudyumna entered this forest unknowingly, he was given this kind of body. total change. He could not behave in his own original elements, could not behave like a king, because whole thing was changed. So similarly, we are in this foreign land of Durga Devi, and his mortal body has been offered to us. We have forgotten our original nature. So when we pray to the Lord and practice this process, then again we'll be awarded that spiritual form, and then will not remain in this material world. Hare Krishna. So, thank you very much for hearing. If anyone has any questions or comments, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.